Okay, so you've brought us a really powerful single line today from Psalm 18, verse 9. And yeah, we really want to dive deep today into this one single verse and like explore the imagery packed into just this one little piece of the Book of Songs.
Absolutely.
So let's just jump right into it. What stands out to you?
I think it's really interesting because we often read these ancient verses pretty quickly, and you know, there's a lot to unpack in concise language like this. He parted the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. It's a striking image.
He parted the heavens also and came down. It creates this image like right away of this very grand entrance, right?
Yes.
Not just a gentle descent, but like a forceful arrival.
Right.
What kind of power dynamic does that suggest to you?
Well, I think what's so fascinating here is the sheer scale of the action, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not a gentle descent. It's a disruption of the natural order.
Mm-hmm.
The heavens themselves yielding to this figure's descent. And that immediately establishes this extraordinary nature and power of the one who is arriving.
It's definitely a dramatic entrance, for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
But then it's the next part that really grabs me.
Okay.
And darkness was under his feet.
Right.
It's not just dark around him.
Mm-hmm.
It's positioned beneath him.
Yes.
What are the immediate implications of that placement?
I think if we want to try to connect this with the ancient Near Eastern context,
yeah,
darkness often symbolized chaos, you know, the unknown, even malevolent forces.
Oh, wow.
So to have darkness underfoot isn't just a visual detail. It suggests this complete dominion and subjugation of these powers.
Okay.
It really speaks to ultimate authority.
So when we're seeing darkness here, it's not just about a lack of light.
Right.
It's representing something much bigger.
Yeah.
Like these forces of chaos and the unknown literally being beneath this figure.
Precisely. So while there is obviously a literal sense of darkness, its placement here elevates it to a potent symbol. And considering that the Psalms often depict divine power and intervention, this imagery reinforces that theme.
Oh.
This figure isn't just entering a scene. They're standing firm on the very things that might cause fear or uncertainty.
Right.
You know, to someone else.
It's almost like a powerful reversal.
Yes.
Darkness, which we often associate with vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
is being used as a foundation.
Right.
Something to stand upon.
Yeah.
It almost suggests that even the deepest unknowns are completely under control.
Mm-hmm. And it raises an important question for you. What does this image of darkness underfoot evoke for you personally?
Hmm.
Does it suggest a sense of overcoming challenges, of inherent power over adversity? It's really a perspective shift.
It does feel like a real statement of absolute authority.
Yeah.
Like nothing, not even the most profound darkness can challenge this power.
Exactly. And within the context of the Psalms, you know, as expressions of faith and praise,
right.
this image really offers this powerful reassurance. Even when facing darkness, there's a sense of a higher power with complete mastery over it.
So in focusing on just this short phrase, darkness was under his feet,
mm-hmm.
we can see this powerful message of authority and control over chaotic forces.
Yes.
It's more than just a visual detail. It's a huge statement of dominion.
Indeed. And it highlights how even seemingly small visual details in these ancient texts can contain profound symbolic meaning, offering us insights into the beliefs and values of the time.
So as you consider this one verse, what does this potent visual language tell you about the nature of power and authority in these ancient texts? Is that definitely a verse that holds more than meets the eye? Thanks for exploring this with us.
It was my pleasure.